In Syria, over 1,000 people are thought to have died in clashes between Syrian government forces and fighters loyal to the country's former president, Bashar al-Assad, who was deposed 3 months ago. The clashes have continued for a fourth day in several towns in Assad's coastal heartland. A short time ago, we spoke to Channel 4 News' foreign correspondent, Padraig O'Brien, who told us about a demonstration he is currently at in Marja Square in Damascus.
It's outside the Interior Ministry office, and it is a collection of Sunni Muslims, Christians, Alawites, and they are here protesting and objecting to the sectarian massacres that have taken place all along the coast. So it's a glimmer of light, I suppose, in the darkness here, but I'm afraid there are not very many reasons to be cheerful, particularly along the coast in Syria over the last 48 hours.
What is the current situation, do we know, in those coastal towns where violence has been so intense in recent days?
Well, Fiona, like all this morning, we've been talking to people in those coastal areas. I've been talking to people who have family members literally hiding in woods as militants rampage through their villages. We've been talking to people who are trying to access their apartments because their loved ones' bodies have not been collected and are dead inside their homes. The killing is continuing. I would say it's starting to become more subdued, but over the last 48 hours, I mean, just to give your listeners some context, one of the monitoring groups that tries to collate figures of deaths say that the number of civilians that have died in this incident is over 1,000 now. So that would make it one of the bloodiest 48 hours in Syria since 2012, you know, but when the Syrian revolution actually started. So this is a really bloody, awful sectarian incident. And just, Fiona, if I may, just to sort of personalize this, because it's so kind of monumental, I think it helps to focus on individuals and their families. We spoke to the niece of two doctors. The doctors' names were Dr. Rub al-Sheikh and her husband, Bassam. We spoke to their niece, and their niece described to us the situation when they were killed, those two doctors and their children, on Friday. And it was, you know, hard to hear. But very briefly, what happened, they are an Alawite family, and they were in their ground floor apartment in a town called Banias on Thursday morning. The first thing that happened was government, so the interim government security forces, a unit of their forces showed up at their house, knocked on the door, went in, searched their home. Then they left. The family thought they were going to be okay. They rang their niece to say they were fine. But 2 hours later, another group of militants showed up to their house, determined that they were Alawite, and killed everybody in that home.
You mentioned that they were an Alawite family. There is a very sectarian element to these clashes, Padraig. Can you tell us who is responsible for them?
Well, just to sort of contextualize it, I guess, Alawitism is an offshoot of Shia Islam. The Assad family were from that sect. Bashar al-Assad drew his support and populated his army from Alawites. That is not, of course, to say that all Alawites supported him, but that's the sort of backdrop to this. Now we have a new government in Syria. They are, of course, Sunni. The majority of the population here is Sunni Muslim. So that is the backdrop to what's happened here. And on Thursday, a pro-Assad general orchestrated what amounted to a rebellion in the coast of Syria. So groups of interim government security forces were ambushed. A number of them were killed. It was the start of an insurrection, basically. The new interim government sent troops to that area to quell that. Now, the government in Damascus says that while they sent in their official, quote unquote, military to quell that protest, then off the back of that military operation, lots of other Sunni Islamist militant fighters flooded into those neighborhoods and just started conducting utter sectarian carnage off the back of that offensive.
What has been the response of the Syrian interim leadership to the violence of recent days?
Well, he has set up a committee of six or seven people to investigate the circumstances around this. He has publicly, of course, disowned himself from this sectarian violence. He has said that justice will be visited upon those who were at the forefront of this violence. But it really does pose serious questions around the extent to which this man is in control, the extent to which this man can secure the situation, particularly in these areas, you know, with mixed Sunni and Alawite communities living side by side. I think sort of the takeaway in terms of Bashar al-Shara's future here is that he now appears to be a man that is in control of some of the men in uniform, but he is not in control of all of the men with guns.
That was Channel 4 News correspondent Padraig O'Brien in Syria.